This is Hash It Out with Jane
is a podcast that supports independent thought, personal responsibility, and social consciousness. Thanks for listening to Hash It Out with Jane. My name is Jane Hash, and I have two very interesting guests on this episode. Pei Brailler is going to educate us about Krip Tai Do, which is his own self-defense program for people with physical disabilities. Then, Matt Saliberto is going to explain what it means to be really strong. Music featured at the end of the show is an artist known as Phenom. He is also known as Jeremy Thomas and plays for the Miami Heat Wheels professional wheelchair basketball team. I'll be right back with the creator of Krip Tai Do.
You already know that you can be making additional income by selling items on eBay, but do you know the inside secrets and tips that will allow you to achieve your maximum success? If not, you need personal instruction from eBay-certified expert Robin Hyatt. Robin is one of 38 people in the world trained directly by eBay as a certified eBay education specialist. For over 10 years, Robin has coached eBay sellers, helping them generate hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales from the comfort of their own homes. She can help you too. Robin offers her affordable consultation services on-site, online, or by phone 7 days a week. Act now and learn the secrets of eBay success from certified eBay business consultant, Robin Hyatt. To find out more about how Robin can help you start making money on eBay, visit her website at auctionsalestraining.com. That's auctionsalestraining.com.
Pei Brailler, thank you so much for hashing it out with me today. Will you tell us a little bit about what Krip Tai Do is?
Krip Tai Do is a thing that I started about a year ago. It is self-defense and fitness for the disabled. I grew up in the 70s and 80s. A lot of my friends passed away due to poor health. And I started thinking in my 30s, how could I be active and healthy with a disability?
And what exactly is the disability that you have?
Oh, I have spina bifida.
So what types of mobility aids do you use?
I use a wheelchair. I use braces and crutches.
And how did you start teaching other people what you learned?
Well, I started a YouTube channel, and two of my instructors helped me out with that. They are the bad guy, and I show in slow motion how to defend yourself from a certain attack that they were doing that day.
Have you ever been in a situation where this knowledge has kept you from being a victim?
Yes. About 2 years ago, I went up to Sears, a local store here, and I used to work there, and I went up to see everybody. I was leaving, and a kid, teenage, 20-something-year-old kid, tried to take my fanny pack. And let's just say I was able to defend myself.
So did he seem surprised that you fought back?
Oh, probably yes.
Now, you promote a healthy lifestyle on your Facebook page, and you often talk about eating healthy. So what is your background in nutrition? Are you a dietitian?
No, I just do research, and I mostly eat just chicken and fish myself, and fruits and vegetables.
And tell us about your corporate sponsors.
Actually, I have the Art of Karate, the school that I attend, they're one of my sponsors. A local restaurant that I go to, they are one of my sponsors. And Wheel Strong, the shirt that I'm wearing, I just met him on Facebook. His name is Matt. And we got in contact, and he said, let me send you some stuff out. You know, he liked the idea of self-defense for the disabled.
What are some things that you've done as an advocate that you are most proud of?
Oh, I think just educating the people that being disabled, we are more likely, statistically, to become a victim of a crime than a non-disabled person.
What types of opportunities are you actively seeking?
Right now, I am currently getting a 501c3 for Cryptido. Last week, we got our tax ID number for Cryptido. Future events, I hope to open up gyms with accessible equipment for disabled people where they can work out, learn self-defense. I have a buddy that is going to be a dietitian. He's going to help me out. I'm getting certified in personal training. And so probably at the end of the year, early next year, I'll be certified in personal training.
Are you actively looking to do any guest speaking gigs or anything like that?
I do that in September. I will be going down to Ada, Ohio to speak at the Spina Bifida fundraiser.
Are you going to be teaching any self-defense workshops?
I do that on YouTube, but right now I'm just working on getting the 501c, getting all legal and incorporated, so I could apply for grants to be able to build my own studio.
Is there anything else you're working on that I haven't thought to ask you about? Any events that you would like to promote?
Oh, Wheel Strong Sports, they are my sponsor, along with The Art of Karate, and you guys can go check them out on Facebook. If you like a shirt, like the shirt, mention me in the email, and Matt will hook you up.
That's good to know. Now, what exactly does Wheel Strong do?
It's a clothing line designed for active people or people that are wheel strong. You overcome your disability, so you're wheel strong. It's a brand.
Is there any philosophy, a code of conduct, or any advice you would like to leave the listeners with?
You can do whatever you want. I spent 35 years of my life feeling that I couldn't do anything until I got into martial arts and realized that they weren't going to give me my rank. I had to earn it. I had to bust the board. I had to do the form. I had to do the push-ups, do the sit-ups, you know. I'm never going to kick anything, but modified it, and I turned it into my own thing, my own martial art. If a certain kick is called for, like a front kick, well, instead of doing a front kick, I do what they call a palm heel. If a set kick is a roundhouse, I come around with an elbow. If the kick is a side kick, I punch to the side.
Moving right along. So, Matt, tell me a little bit about your organization.
My organization is called Wheel Strong Sports. And basically, I started it in 2011 when I started to get involved in adaptive sports. And I realized that adaptive sports are just as hard, just as intense as every other sport. And I realized that we needed a brand that is just for ourselves. I got sick and tired of seeing people wear Nike and Adidas and realized we needed something that's just for ourselves, that show how hard we play, how hard we practice, and that's when I came up with Wheel Strong Sports.
Now, you have a physical disability?
Yep. In 2003, I was in a motor vehicle accident. It left me paraplegic. I am a T8 complete.
Can you talk a little bit about Cryptido?
That is by Paul Brayer. He's also an athlete I have on the site. He's basically an awesome guy in a wheelchair who knows a lot about karate. You do not want to mess with him. He knows his stuff when it comes to karate.
Are you considered a nonprofit organization?
No, we're a profit organization, but we also give back. We, like I said, we sponsor athletes. We recently donated $1,000 for an athlete to do Cycle to the Sea. So the money that we make is we do give back to the spinal cord community.
And how can people find out information about WheelStrong?
They can go to WheelStrong.com. And on WheelStrong.com, you can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on Tumblr. We're all over all the different social media networks. We're on Instagram. We are all over the place.
Do you have a YouTube channel?
We do have a YouTube channel, and that's called WheelStrong. And on that channel, you can see different videos by Paul that we just mentioned, you know, showing how he does his karate.
Thank you very much for hashing it out with me. You guys are awesome. Thank you. Be strong, be safe, and bring the heat.
10-4. Work so hard, now it's time to turn the heat on. Turn the heat on, turn the heat on. Work so hard, now it's time to turn the heat on. Turn the heat on, turn the heat on. Work so hard, now it's time to turn the heat on. Turn the heat on, turn the heat on. Work so hard, now it's time to turn the heat on. Turn the heat on, turn the heat on. 400 degrees, we hot. Who losing? We not. Mind frame on, seek and destroy. If you ain't on my team, I feel sorry for you, boy. Fast break, lay up, behind the arch. 3 points, or we can settle for the jumper. Either way it go, we gon' still do numbers. Work so hard, now it's time to turn the heat on. Turn the heat on, turn the heat on. Work so hard, now it's time to turn the heat on. Turn the heat on, turn the heat on. Work so hard, now it's time to turn the heat on. Turn the heat on, turn the heat on. We've been training all year for this. Sprinting up and down hills, yeah, we built for this. Missing? No, it ain't on the list. Championship game, you can picture this. Gold ball in our hand. Gold medal around our neck, y'all in the stands. We ain't playing games, no, we been serious. Y'all little kids, we don't play with children. We in the game and we ballin' like eight of them. We on fire, please sign it along. The firefighter now, you won't put this fire out. Man, we been blazing, Cajun. I'm sweating right now, cause we so hot. Y'all cold, missed shots. Your coach mad, he ain't organized. $100 came and took it, he's so surprised. Work so hard, now it's time to turn the heat on. Turn the heat on, turn the heat on. Work so hard, now it's time to turn the heat on. Turn the heat on, turn the heat on. Work so hard, now it's time to turn the heat on. Turn the heat on, turn the heat on. Work so hard, now it's time to turn the heat on. Turn the heat on, turn the heat on.
For more information about topics and people discussed in this episode, visit my blog at hashitoutwithjane.blogspot.com. If you have any comments, questions, or you just want to tell me how amazing I am, send me an email at hashitoutwithjane@gmail.com.